Now, if you, whatever you say is going to be just my grandmother and myself, and I also went to the Catholic school for a while, and then Grandma died. My aunt brought me to New York. That I can't ever forget, because we're in my life in a way. We lived in home 52 West 8th Street, and I didn't like it. I was enrolled in a school, and I knew a lot because I had went to school. So it seems that as time went on, my uncle, I didn't like him from the Territory Spelt Star.
This was your aunt's husband?
He lived in, back into, alley life, what those other people lived back there. It was a beautiful place because they scrubbed the ground, and the ground was, you could eat off of the stones and all, in 52 West 8th Street.
I heard New York was very beautiful there.
It was a beautiful place back there. You go in through a court, and you go in there, it opened up. Mm-hmm. It was marvelous back there.
That's what is now the Village. Would that be that area?
Mm-hmm.
The Village in New York City? 52 West 8th Street?
52 West 8th Street. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the Village. Uh-huh. Yes, that's where I went. And my uncle was, my uncle was a minister. Very good looking man. Handsome. And he was a minister and he preached. And I had to go with him in different places. He sang, and I could sing. And he would throw out the money, and so he'd take the money. And so then after he took the money, he got fresh.
How old were you then?
I was in my 8 years, going on 8 then.
So you were very young.
So I didn't like it. So my mind tells me I should get out.
You get out on your own?
One day, I went to school. I got along all right the time I was in school. Of course, I beat up one of the little white girls. My aunt had to come to school to straighten things out.
So, you sound like you were pretty spirited.
Yeah.
Is that putting it mildly?
Mm-hmm. I liked it. She was all right, but I had so many other little colored friends, and I liked them. I always liked the girls. The girls was my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they liked me because they figured that I knew more than they knew. I'd been to school. So it happened that one day I decided that I was not going to come back anymore.
You were planning to leave home?
And instead of coming back to the 52 West 8th Street, I went in another direction altogether.
You just took off?
No, I was gone. I didn't like, because my uncle died, he raped me. So therefore, I knew it wasn't nice for him to do it, so I didn't like him, and I did. He would get mad at me, beat me up, and I slept in a. As you go into this basement, it was a place where you put coal and wood and stuff. Well, he made a pallet, made me stay there. There was only two rooms there, a kitchen and another big room. And then that big room he used for his where he preached at. So I decided that I wasn't coming back. So I had nothing on but a dress, a blouse, and a dress with
like a
jumper dress. It was warm. So I started to walk. I walked. Finally, I walked so much I walked right back to where I started. I knew that wasn't right.
You went in a circle.
So, see, the thing is, I just had enough education to know just what I wanted to do. So, I turned, went in another direction. And while walking, I come to... now I know it's a subway. And there's a lady standing there, so she says to me, "What are you doing down here?" I didn't know why. So she says, "Aren't you Miss Jones's little girl?" I said, "Yeah." So she says, "Here, take this nickel and go home. I'm going to tell her when I see her later on that I sent you home. And you stop running away." But evidently, the little girl ran away a lot. So I've seen people go down into this ground, and I went down there too. I went down there too. And they put a nickel in or something. I put the nickel in. The train came in. I got on. I sat down. I sat down. All of a sudden, the man said, "All out.
Last stop."
I got up. Last stop. I got up and walked out. And I began to walk.
You were very brave.
Then I came to a park. And I became to a park, and the kids was playing on the swing, and I hadn't had nothing like that since Grandma died. So I decided I'd go in there with them. So I went in there. And when I got in there, a couple of Italian girls came. "Come on, I'll push you. You push me." "Okay, I didn't mind." So I pushed them. They pushed me. So finally, that went on for a long time. I got tired and I sat down. So it began to get dark. And one of these little Italian girls came to me and said, "Who are you waiting for?" "Well, as you know, the devil is always busy." I said, "I'm waiting for my aunt." "Who brought you here?" I said, "My aunt brought me here and told me to stay until she come after me." So she says, "Are you cold? You're hungry?" I said, "Yes." So she called her brother. Now, lots of the kids began to go home. So the brother came on. She says, this kid needs a sandwich, and I'll bring her a coat. Now, we'll go home. Now, you go for the cup, and I'll go home and get the food." So they went on home. So the boy, I sit there, and finally, here come the girl. The girl came back before the boy, and she was bringing another woman with her, but I knew that woman was not my aunt. So it was okay. So she came up to me and gave me the sandwich, and then she put a Red Riding Hood cape around me with a hood. I'll never forget that. And she said, "Here comes my brother now." He was about two blocks away, and he had the cop. So she said, "Now this lady will take you home, and then you can stay with her until your aunt comes. And now we'll look around, see if we can find your aunt." So I was glad. So the woman moved out. Her name was Bessie White. So she took me by the hair and led me on out. And we was in Grove Street, there's a city. And I walked, and we walked a while. And we wasn't too far from her home. Her mother had a private house. And so she was Fifth Street. So she opened the door and called me to come in. And told my mother the story that I had told her and the girl had told her. So mother says, all right, she can stay here. I stayed with them till I was 17 years, almost 17 years old.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
I stuck to the story.
That you were waiting for your
mom? Well, something told them that wasn't a true story, and I never changed it. I had it down so far until I never changed. But the most part of all, I fell in love with the youngest girl there.
That's really exciting.
Oh, everyone. She was the sweetest thing that ever walked.
What's her name?
Was a woman. She wasn't no young girl. She must have been in her 20s. I forget it, but I think she was in her 20s.
How old were you then?
Me? Oh, well, I started just say going on 9 and went right on up to 14, 15. So I stayed with them in the school and graduated from 32. And then I decided I wanted, the girl passed away. She got married and she passed away. So I left her. I left there and I went to New York. There I went in the show and had a lovely time all around. Then I'd go back and see them. But the main part was I had to find out who I was and my whole history. And I was about, I guess I was about 18 before I found that out.
What were you
I had to lie
to
find that out.
What did you want to find out?
What did I want to find out? I want to find out how my mother died. Because I had heard tales of my aunt, and but she never told me nothing. And that's a story in itself, which I don't like to repeat.
Okay.
So anyhow, I had to discover where my aunt was. The girl that I fell in love with that passed away, she married. She had one baby. That baby, her husband was named Denny Harrison, and he took the baby and me and put us in a place where he could take care of day nursery, where I could take care of the baby. So one day I was talking to, I can't think of anything right now, and she says, Mabel, I had a dream. She says, you know your aunt's name? I said, yes, I know it all. Then I sit down and confessed everything to her. So she says, well, we'll find her. She says, what are you going to do? I says, I'm going to New York. I'm going on the stage. In the meantime, I had a couple of sweethearts, and they were just nice to me. So
how did you all meet? How did you meet your sweethearts? Were they from your neighborhood?
That was easy.
That's
all I wanted was girls, so naturally I could find them easy. See? But I never loved nobody like I did this woman, because she was an angel. And she passed away, so I left just the baby. The baby only lived about 6 months.
You cared for the baby?
To me, she came and got the baby because Miss Robinson and I was there the baby laid her down. Miss Robinson came into the room and she says, Mabel, come here and show you something. So I walked in and she says, now you may not see what I'm seeing, but look over that crib. I looked over towards the crib and there was a form that fitted the crib. Like a web. So she said, don't say nothing. I said nothing. And the next day the baby passed away. Because she said that she would come and get the baby. And she came and took her baby. That left me alone. So I left this lady and went into New York and got Michelle.
At this point, I'm going to talk to you. You're getting real good interview.
Did she say?
She
stopped the tape.
Stop so you can breathe?
No, I stopped the last one. We're getting a real good interview. Come in. We're getting a real good... Come in! We're getting a real good interview. We really are. I said, we're getting a real good interview. What I would like a little bit more of is you had mentioned the woman that you were in love with.
What did she say?
I said, we're getting a real good interview.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm really happy with what we got so far. You had mentioned the woman that you were in love with.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to talk more about that.
Can't talk more about it because I didn't, I was a young kid. And
nothing happened?
No. She at night would take and hold me in her arms. You know.
Well, I want you to tell us about that.
Okay, I'll tell us all.
I want you to tell us how you felt when she held you in her arms.
No, I couldn't.
If you can't explain it, that's okay. I want you to tell us.
To talk more about the relationship.
Yeah, I want to talk more about being gay. I want all this. You know, I like.
She wants to back up to the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
The rest of the women. Well, they come in. They come in with the show. And different things.
Did you have any women before the show? Did you feel like you were attracted to women?
Yeah, I did. I was 18, 19, like that. I had plenty of them.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want all them women. Let me give you a kiss. I want all them women.
All the women.
All them women. All
right, I'll hand them to you on silver platter.
Hi, Jean.
You can do it now, Jean. Okay.
So where should we go back to?
You don't have to go back to anything.
No, you don't have to go back. I'll bring that in about Ellen. Her name is Ellen.
Okay. We're going,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Mabel, you tell me that you were attracted to women from a very early age.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little about those relationships?
Those women?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
I think there was
Ellen. I don't know. After I left the Jersey City, I went into the show. And then there I met quite a few women. And I fell for hook, line, and sinking for some of them. And one of them, she was from Philadelphia. I fell in love with her. And she was, I went to work in Coney Island. That's how I met her. Mm-hmm.
She was an entertainer also?
Yeah, I danced over in Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And fell hook, line, and sinking for this particular woman. A very charming person. She was charming.
Were people aware that you were lesbian?
Hmm?
Did people know that you were lesbian?
Yeah, all my little girlfriends, they all know. No little girlfriends, they were women.
Mm-hmm.
They all. Because I went around with Gladys Bentley and all those women.
They were lesbian.
So they knew that I was gay, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it.
Gay, lesbian.
And we'd have parties, different parties. And I had so many girlfriends, it wasn't funny.
I bet they liked you a lot,
yeah,
too.
Spend the night there, have a ball, spend the night somewhere else, and have another ball. Well, I got a reputation of having too many balls, see? So I thought I'd better settle down. I remember the most charming woman I ever met was a woman named Gladys. Now this Gladys, she comes in after I had gone to live with another woman. 1932, I meets up with a woman on the street. And she, just about my height, charming little person. And she was getting on the trolley car, and so was I. So I says, "Now, I like this dame." I said to myself, "I like her." So she asked me where I lived. I told her 122nd Street. I asked her where she lived. She said 132nd. Oh, that made the cheese more binding. So we goes. I come on from Lexington Avenue trolley car, and we sit down, we talk. Well, I guess off 122nd Street, and then it's sad, and she gets off the 132nd. So I told her that I was in the show, and I danced, because I had danced with the Garden of Joy. That was up in the 40s on the hill. Mm-hmm. And I just had a lovely time. So she said, "Well, come see me sometime." I said, "Yes, you come and see me." So finally, I give her my address and all. She says, "All right, I'll look you up." Next day, she didn't look me up. The next day, she didn't look me up. Next day, I looked her up.
Did you find her?
Oh, yeah. It's a charming little thing. Cute as a picture. So she wasn't home. I meets her niece. And I looked the niece up and down. She was good looking too. I said, "This woman has a good looking family." So she says, "My aunt isn't in. My aunt will not be in. She won't be in before about 7 o'clock. I said, "All right, you tell her Mabel called." I came back. So I goes home. Next day, I don't see this little girl. So I tells my girls downstairs. They says, "Mabel, why don't you leave these women alone?" I said, "But I love them. They are my life. And what are you doing living with those? You living with one?" She said, "Yes. I've been with this one about 10 or 12 years. I said, "Okay." So I goes around to the house again, and she was home. But the girl had forgotten to give her the message. So she was glad to see me, so I invited her to my house for supper. And of course, we began to get thinner. I carried her to the show and a couple of nightclubs.
These day clubs that you went to?
That went on for about a month, I should say. And I asked her, "Why didn't she come and stay with me? Because I have 3 rooms. I always have a lot of rooms." And she said, "Yes." So she broke up from the niece and came to live with me. That was the 19th October, 1932. And she stayed with me until she died in 1978.
That was a very long, very, very long relationship. Were you all into any specific role? Certain way?
No. I wore suits all the time and then wear pants.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you couldn't parade yourself around like they do now.
I see. People had to be kind
of... You had to be cool. If you had parties, you had to give them on a QT, in which we gave parties all the time.
Now, how did you go about giving party on the QT?
How did I go about the party?
Giving it on the QT so nobody would know. How would you get gay women there?
Well, you went to the parties that had nothing but women.
Yeah.
You see, and then I ran around with white women, and I got to know more than I'd ever known before.
More about being gay.
And we go to different places, like these white folks can get into places you can't get in. And they would take me to these nice clubs and things. I met all the women I wanted to meet.
These were gay clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many of them in 1932?
Oh, Fighting Colored Boys was at the club. Mm-hmm. They would go to maybe a couple of girls' home and gathering there and stay all night. Mm-hmm. We want to make love. We did, and we didn't make it.
Sounds like it was a large community of women.
Oh, plenty. It was plenty, plenty, plenty. We had a good time. At least I did.
No, it sounds like you did, but there it is. Do you remember some of the names of the clubs?
Some of the clubs? Mm-hmm. Hear about now that this folded up, we went on. See? Stayed all night long. But I never drank. Uh-huh. That's one thing I never did. I smoked, uh-huh. And I never drank. I didn't like it. Only thing I drink is champagne.
That's the only champagne. Always a celebration.
That I love, even till this day. But whiskey and that stuff, I
didn't. You didn't like it. Mm-hmm.
Did the women that were in your circle and that you would see at the clubs, were they inter-roles?
Mm-hmm.
Were the women in your circle of friends inter-roles? Were they butches and femmes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Most all of them was gay, as you say now. They was butch and they call them bull dykes.
Bull dykes, yeah. Bull dykes, that's another word.
The main levels, everything.
Were people hostile to you because you were gay?
No, because I never went around with anybody unless they was right in the same circle with me. I never push myself on somebody else. I do more of that now than I ever did in my life.
Were women that dated them, were there problems? Would a woman have a problem in the 1930s if she were dressed in male clothing, walking down the street?
You'd hear men pass remarks and things like that. But most of the women stayed within the circle. See? And you had a ball right there. Because even after I moved up in the Bronx, there's so many of my friends now that has passed away, and so many of them are alive. They've had lovely times. Some of them married and had their husbands didn't care what they did as long as they stayed home. See, I never could understand that, but I went to the home and had a ball.
Mm-hmm. So these women were also leading gay lives while they were married.
And go away on weekends.
Together
with your go away on weekend with your girlfriend, have a nice time.
I bet you did.
You slip around, go around with somebody else, you have a nice time.
We're coming.
We're gonna take a break.
There she goes.
Okay.
We're just gonna take a little break.
That's okay.
Ooh. Take a break.
How you think about it?
What's
baby?
The break?
We're taking a break right now. What you think about it? What's how that? You think the
All right, Mabel. When you first felt sexual feelings toward women, about how old were you?
Well, when that started, I must have been about 20 years old. I knew I liked them, and I didn't like the boys. So when we first, that was when I was in Coney Island, this woman. And she was, I don't know, she was just grand. She'd hold you and she'd kiss you. So the lady that I was living with, nothing to do because I was going with her daughter, she told this woman to not to bother with me. And she didn't intend to stay with me. The woman told her no, because she was a married woman.
So you were living with one woman. She was your lover?
No.
Y'all were just roomed?
That's all.
Okay, and you start going with a married woman. Mm-hmm. That was the first woman you ever been with?
That was the first one.
Okay.
But she knew all the answers.
You weren't her first one?
No, by no means. I was not her first one.
Did she teach you a lot?
She taught me quite a few things.
Okay.
I knew some of them, but she taught me the rest.
Yeah. After her, Then what did you do?
Well, then I got this girl, got my girlfriend, Lillian, and we went living together.
What was that like, to live with a woman so in the 20s?
With
her? Yeah.
To me, it was all right because I loved her.
Did your neighbors know that you were...
No, they thought we were sisters, cousins, anything. I didn't. In fact, I never cared because I never socialized with too many people. Especially when I found out they wasn't in my class, I left them alone.
What were lesbians called then? What were some of the names that people would call lesbians?
Oh, well, some of the names the men would call them bull dykers, and the women would call them lady lovers, and all they had two or three kinds of names.
Was it any different then than it is now?
Yes, it's altogether different.
Well, what's the difference?
Different is now that the people now don't care what you call them or what you say. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to do their thing. And mostly all of them is liking women. If I had been vice reversed now and back, I think I would have been better off.
Now, you mean?
Yeah. Because you see, the women now have more of a break than I had. See, I had to go undercover with everything I did. See, I remember a time that we went, I was in Jersey City. I went to stay there with some friends. And I met this white woman at the club. Now, she was a stud, see. So, but she didn't like the idea.
What's a stud?
So,
What's a stud?
She was